Hey there, idea generators. Jake Cotter here, your friendly neighborhood brainstorming buddy. Ever find yourself caught in a loop of self-criticism? You know that feeling when you trip over nothing, spill your coffee, or just don't nail a presentation, and your inner voice starts blasting away like it's the world's harshest critic? Well, let me tell you, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Constantly beating yourself up isn't going to magically make things better. In fact, it often backfires, leaving you feeling drained, discouraged, and less motivated to even try again. So, today on Brainstorm Boost. 5-minute day fix, we're diving into a game changer practicing self-compassion and silencing that inner critic. Think of it as learning how to be your own best friend instead of your worst enemy. Trust me, this shift can seriously level up your life. First things first, what is self-compassion? It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you'd offer a good friend going through a tough time. Imagine a pal who just bombed a big presentation. Would you berate them or offer words of encouragement and support? That's self-compassion in action. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate this superpower. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. Remember, everyone stumbles, makes mistakes, and faces challenges. It's part of the human experience. Instead of seeing setbacks as personal failures, view them as opportunities for learning and growth. Think of it like this: those epic fails often lead to some of our most valuable lessons and insights. 2. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment to observe your thoughts without judgment. When that inner critic starts chirping, notice it, acknowledge it, and then gently redirect your attention to something positive or grounding. It's like watching clouds drift by. You can acknowledge them without getting caught up in their swelling patterns. 3. Be kind to yourself. Talk to yourself with the same compassion and understanding you'd offer a loved one. Replace harsh self-criticism with words of encouragement, support, and understanding. You wouldn't berate your best friend for making a mistake, so why do it to yourself? 4. Focus on your strengths. Instead of dwelling on your shortcomings, celebrate your accomplishments, big and small. Write down your strengths, talents, and past successes. Remind yourself regularly of all the amazing things you bring to the table. 5. Celebrate imperfection. Remember that perfection is a myth. Embrace your flaws and quirks, they're what make you unique and wonderful. Striving for perfection can often lead to disappointment and anxiety. Instead, aim for progress, not perfection. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who's been working on a new painting for weeks. She puts her heart and soul into it, but when she steps back to look at the finished product, she's bombarded with self-criticism. She sees flaws, mistakes, and areas where she could have done better. Instead of celebrating her effort and creativity, she spirals into negativity, questioning her abilities and almost feeling tempted to scrap the entire painting. But here's where self-compassion comes in. Sarah takes a deep breath, acknowledges that she's putting pressure on herself to achieve an unrealistic standard of perfection. She reminds herself that creating art is about expressing herself, not conforming to some imaginary ideal. She focuses on the aspects she loves about the painting, the colors, the textures, and the emotion it conveys. And guess what? She decides to share it with friends, knowing that true beauty often lies in imperfections. Sarah's story illustrates how self-compassion can transform our relationship with ourselves and our work. It allows us to acknowledge our struggles without letting them define us, celebrate our progress instead of fixating on flaws, and ultimately, create space for greater creativity, resilience, and joy. Remember, practicing self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and keep reminding yourself that you're worthy of kindness, understanding, and love even when things get off. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode. What resonates most with you? What steps will you take to practice more self-compassion in your own life? Drop a comment below or hit me up on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. And remember, until next time, keep brainstorming, keep creating, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.